It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And thank you, New York, for the Nielsen ratings that has us in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Once again, this show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, strategic planning, financial planning, marketing and advertising, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. In particular, Cirilli, Eliana, Rena, Miriam, Dina, Hoodie, thank you. And of course, to the great folks at 77 WABC, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. And the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, you'll hear more about that in tonight's show, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube. All past episodes are available by going to mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. Well, tonight's show is all about the upcoming Winning Edge Conference that's coming up on Monday, June 18th at Montclair State University. You've heard the ads here on the show. You've probably seen the ads in newspapers, and it's only a mere week away. To find out more information, visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com. I just want to list the presenters here because this is the dream lineup. This is the lineup of world-class presenters that are going to present at the Winning Edge full-day conference. That's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so make sure you block out the day if you're looking to grow your business. Jeffrey Hazlett is going to be the opening keynote speaker. He's the former CMO at Kodak and the chairman of the C-Suite Network. We're going to hear more about the C-Suite Network on tonight's show. Steven Shapiro, he is the innovation instigator. That's what he goes by. You're probably wondering, okay, what does that all mean? Well, guess what? First of all, you can Google him. Steven Shapiro, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Shapiro, and you'll see what we're talking about. He is an NSA Hall of Famer. There are only, I think, what was it, 224? I think 224. 224 such people in the entire world in the NSA Hall of Fame. He is one of them. Jeffrey is another one. So we got 224 in the world out of, what, 7 billion people. That's pretty cool. Next on the lineup, Alan Fagan, Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union. He's going to talk on leadership. Michael McIntyre, U.S. Head of Retail Business Banking for HSBC. You know what a deal that is, right? One of the top 10 banks in the world is HSBC. The head of U.S. retail banking will be with us and presenting during the day, Michael McIntyre. Bradley Nash, Solomon Klein from partners at Schlamm, Stone & Dolan. Michael Langer, founder and CEO of Gulliver's Gate. Josh Nass, who we're going to hear from tonight. He's the chairman of Josh Nass Public Relations, the CEO. Ellie Rowe, CEO of the World Medical Bank, Womba. And Firuz Dinishgari, he's the president and founder of Bowtie Medical. And last but not least, Saul and Simeon Friedman. They are my partners in doing this event. So this entire event is presented by Saul and Friedman & Company, one of the leading CPA firms in the New York area. And they'll be presenting and talking about actually quite some challenging subjects, addressing directly the benefits for your business through the new tax code, Trump's new tax code. And Simeon is going to talk all about partnerships. He spoke here on these airwaves just last week. So in case you missed it, you can go to mybradio.com and hear the entire interview with Simeon. And he talked about, so he actually had a great example about a partner that was, obviously he didn't share any details, it's confidential, but two partners that were having an issue and how they requested the firm get involved. He shared that on the air, obviously nothing confidential, but you could hear that episode by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and certainly you'll hear his top tips that he will share with the audience at the Winning Edge Conference. So, in a nutshell, if you're looking to drive your business, And who isn't? If you're not, then I agree, the conference is not for you. But I've been stopped by so many people over the last few weeks that, wow, what a lineup. You've got some lineup. Wow. What? Let me find out more about it. Just visit winningedge2018.com. You could also call 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508. But the easiest way to look at the information and to register, because advanced registration is required, is visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com. We're going to take a short commercial break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to hear from Lindsay Hazlett and Trisha Benn. And then later on in the show, we're going to hear from Josh Ness, the founder and CEO of Josh Ness Public Relations. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Do you want to become a better leader? Are you ready to master the art of delegation? Does the idea of scaling your business sound too daunting? The Winning Edge 2018 is for you. The full-day executive business conference, presented by Saul N. Friedman and Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, will take place on Monday, June 18th at Montclair State University and will address these and other burning business challenges. Reserve your spot at winningedge2018.com and join other executives for a full day of networking, rapid-fire sessions, and presentations from key business celebrities like Jeffrey Hazlett, Stephen Shapiro, Michael N. Friedman, Bradley Nash, and others. Leave with strategies designed to take your business to the next level. Visit winningedge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters. Secure your spot today by calling 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508, or visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. My guests right now are none other than Lindsay Hazlett and Trisha Benn from the C-Suite Network. And each one has a unique vantage point within the network. So, Lindsay, first we're going to start with you. What's your role? And, of course, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much, Yitzhak. I'm so happy to be speaking with you. So I've been working with Jeffrey, who's the chairman, and he so happens to be my father, for several years and helped co-found C-Suite Network. I have many roles, but to slap the title on a business card, I'm the general manager of the thought leadership division. So we have advisors. We also have C-suite TV and C-suite radio that I've helped facilitate. But mostly my main role is business development.
Well, you began by talking about your connection with greatness and a big celebrity at that. So you are the daughter of Jeffrey Haislett. Wow. Can I put you on the spot? You know, what was it like growing up? Well, you know, Is it, by the way, did you ever move to,
absolutely.
You're in Rochester, you're in the Midwest, you know, how did this all work?
Sure. Well, my career began when I was born. There is indeed, we have a framed newspaper article, actually, the day after I was born, Jeffrey had started Haislett & Associates, a PR team, over 30 years ago, and he appointed me as the vice president of Haislett & Associates. So he had very cheap labor, and I don't know how much of a help I was, but by the age of six, I was, he was speaking and selling VHS and cassette tapes, and so I would be in the back of the room at a young age selling his VHS and cassette tapes to how to rip the head off of your competition. So quite fitting for a six-year-old.
This is great. But you know what it proves? It proves how normal, how human he is. Although he's a celebrity, you know, he has a fantastic sense of humor. He's with it, and you know, someone that is, you know, comfortable in his space. He has no problem bringing a child that will run around the room and make noise and everything. It's just great. That is fantastic.
Yeah,
and to this day, they still sound like each other.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that is true. Trisha was saying that I responded to something that she was saying the same exact way, the same exact words in the same tonality. But, you know, it's interesting working with your family, but I wouldn't have it any other way. My brother also works for the company.
Right.
And those family values really transcend within the corporate, the company culture that we have, and also how we treat our members and our clients within the C-suite network.
And that is very true. I want to just full disclosure, I've been part of the C-Suite Network since 2015. This is already my fourth calendar mm-hmm. year in the network. So with that, I want to open the conversation back to Lindsay. And that is, talk about the network, the advantages, the reasons why someone in the C-Suite should join the C-Suite Network.
Sure. Well, there's many reasons, Yitzhak, and, mm-hmm. and some of them I'm sure you can attest to. Mm-hmm. The reason why we started C-Suite Network was because of Jeffrey's experience after he exited from being the chief marketing officer of Kodak. He realized that there was no real community for C-level executives only to be a part of an organization where you can network, learn, do business, and then also have services and products to help your business and your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's many membership groups out there. There's many networks, but C-Suite Network is really, so we have 500,000 members. You have to have a VP title or higher with a revenue of $5 million or greater. And we have several different ways that we service our members. But really the overall goal for C-Suite Network is to become the world's most trusted and vetted source for all things C-Suite. And as Trisha often says, you know, C-Suite Network is rapidly growing, but we have become a very large ecosystem of many different entities. We have the media side. Again, we have C-Suite TV and C-Suite Radio. We have councils, which I know Trisha will talk about later. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have events. We just have a lot going on to help the needs of our executives.
Now, actually, when was the C-Suite Network itself founded? Is this over a decade or roughly?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's funny you ask that. I just pulled out my leather portfolio the other day as we're getting ready for our conferences coming up this week.
Right.
And I found the first program from our first conference that we ever did, and that was in 2014. So technically, C-Suite was birthed in 2013 or 2014. However, we've been working on this initiative for quite for much longer than
right.
that.
Right. You know, I want to share with the listeners something that, I mean, I've been part of the network again for over 3 years. the C-Suite Book Club and then C-Suite TV were very, very interesting. Besides the fact that all the listeners here by now know, because on almost every show we talk about the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, and of course that includes C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio. But we also did that special C-Suite Book Club TV recording that I had done when I had my book released, the So What's the Bottom Line, and that's something that I have up there. I could send anyone the link anytime. It's just a fantastic way where I was, you mic'd me up with the makeup, the whole thing, and it was a full interview, which was all based on my new release. And I know that there are many. Damon John had done his book on there. There were many other stars that also had done it on the C-Suite. Maybe you could even talk about some of those, the C-Suite TV part of it, C-Suite Radio, the C-Suite Book Club. Perhaps you could elaborate.
Yeah, the C-Suite Bestseller TV, the show that you were on, has just been tremendous in terms of helping authors market themselves and market their books. We have five of our own television shows that we own and produce. Our first show used to be on Bloomberg Television, and Jeffrey was the host. And we took that off air, actually. Many people thought we were taking quite a risk to leave such a big name such as Bloomberg. But if you really look at the trends, everything's going online, right? When was the last time you ran home to watch a primetime TV show? And then when was the last time you ran home to watch a business primetime show? Right. Probably never.
Right.
And so we're really focusing on areas where business executives are accessing and watching TV. It's when they're on the road and traveling. It's in hotels, in airports, on their computers as they're flying. So you can see, you can find C-Suite TV, and we're ever increasing our reach. But, we're on the OTT platforms, as they call it. So your devices such as Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Roku. We're in over 100 U.S. airports. We're in United Airlines. You can see us while you're flying. And then also, luxury hotels. So the Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, Marriott. We're really going after those captivated audiences. Nice. And then C-Suite Radio is a group of all business podcasts. And they, both the TV show hosts and radio show hosts, we call them radio shows, but not all of them have radio shows like you do, Yitzhak, in their podcast. But we really help podcasters, radio show hosts, and TV show hosts market their content. Because there's so much out there. There are so many shows out there. And how do you elevate yourself apart from all of the noise? And so that's why we really created these major networks to be a part of something greater versus standing alone. And I think that goes back to the element of working with family, and you want to help each other out, right?
Absolutely. How could someone find that more of it? Now, aside from joining, and the C-Suite is a proud sponsor of the upcoming conference, The Winning Edge, which the listeners have heard about, how could someone find out more information about joining the C-Suite Network?
Go to csuitenetwork.com. There's a lot of information right on the first page, and it will it helps facilitate any interest. So if you're looking at to attend more events versus going to the content, but you can also reach out to me, and that's lindsay@hazlett.com. So.
And again, C-Suite, just want to spell it out for the listeners, C-SuiteNetwork.com. Again, that's C and then the dash and then suite, S-U-I-T-E, network.com. Well, of course, stay on the line. We're going to go to Tricia right after the commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to scale your business? On Monday, June 18, join other executives at Montclair State University for the Winning Edge 2018, a one-day business conference designed to help you take your business to the next level. Reserve your spot today by visiting winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com. Hear from world-renowned keynote presenters like Jeffrey Haislip, Stephen Shapiro, Alan Fagan, Michael A. McIntyre, and others for valuable insights and strategies to help you tackle your most pressing business challenges. Visit winningedge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters and for more information about the business conference presented by Saul N. Friedman & Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group. Space is limited. To secure your spot and walk away with real takeaways which are certain to propel your business forward, visit winningedge2018.com today or call 718-412-3508. That's 718-412-3508.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. And of course, on the 77 WABC app. My guests right now, too, are Lindsay Hazlett and Trisha Benn from the C-Suite Network. We heard from Lindsay in the past segment, and now we're going to turn to Trisha. Trisha, how are you? Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much, Yitzhak. Thrilled to be here.
Thank you. Well, you are the general manager at the Hero Club. Now, for the listeners, what is the Hero Club and how is it part of the C-Suite Network?
So the Hero Club has, it is a very special group of CEOs, founders, and investors. In terms of how it fits within the C-Suite Network, it's a council of the C-Suite Network. And I know Lindsay mentioned earlier, we do have councils. It's areas where you can go in as an executive and get that area of expertise, regional expertise, industry expertise that you need to be the most strategic in what you do. And the Hero Club happens to be one that we own. Many of the others are run by different partners that we have that truly are leaders in their particular fields or industries, et cetera. And so the Hero Club is one that we've focused on, and certainly I've dedicated the last year and a half to since we acquired the club.
Now, maybe you could talk about the foundings. How did it all come about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Hero Club was founded by Rob Ryan, and so that is it completely encompasses our origin story and certainly ties into everything we believe in from a values perspective. And that is that CEOs, founders, and investors, there are so many great ones out there. In fact, we believe the majority are absolutely phenomenal. But what we hear about in the news is the bad actors. And Rob Ryan, many years ago, he built a company called Ascend Communications, and he grew it to from the ground up. And there's some interesting backstory, Yitzhak. So when we're at your event in a couple of weeks, maybe we'll share even more of the story. But at the end of the day, he built this company. He sold it, and the deal went through it in the beginning of 1999. And it was for over $20 billion. Ascend Communications sold to Lucent. Yeah. $20 billion with a D. Yeah. I could hear the overwhelming.
Yeah, $20 billion. Okay, so it is a story here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So $20 billion. And what the bigger part of the story, obviously, is that he had a profit share with every single employee in his company. So the story goes that he was in a restaurant and had walked out, and there was this whole lineup of people, and Mrs. Doubtfire was being shot. And he, of course, assumed that people were there to see the famous actors and so on. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, they were lined up to see him. And literally everywhere he would go, somebody would walk up to him and share just completely heartrending stories about what an enormous impact he'd had on their lives, and call him their hero. And so his idea in forming the Hero Club was that we would be able to arm entrepreneurial CEOs who shared the same values, the same beliefs, and help them to see the same kind of successful exits and have the same impact in their communities and their environments and so on. So to this day, and certainly as we acquired the club at the end of 2016 and took on the mission, mm-hmm. It is to help our CEOs and founders and investors grow their businesses faster. We know they're pledged to do amazing things. And very simply, it's about leading with integrity and transparency, giving back to the communities we live in and serve, and sharing in our success with those who helped us get there. And so we want to help those CEOs, founders and investors get there faster. And secondly, we want to be able to create the platform that celebrates this the story, which we don't see so often in the news. We see the bad actors. We see certainly even more of it in the era of Me Too. Mm-hmm. And by far, we believe the majority of CEOs, founders, and investors, they're taking risks. They're supporting their communities. They're investing in the Little League. You know, they're doing all of these phenomenal things, and it's not a stretch to talk about how that supports our economy and democracy as we diversify, you know, wealth and so on. So we're really passionate about this mission, and and certainly our membership is one that you can't help but be inspired by every day.
Now, you're close at this point to many CEOs, many C-level executives. It must be frustrating on some level where these people that are, going out there, sticking their neck out day in and day out and sacrificing so much. Okay, true, they're in the C-suite and it has some perks. We get that. But at the same time, there's so much obligation and responsibility that's on their shoulders. And we know the media, of course, picks up on any little thing and beats them up. You know, that must be a sense of frustration potentially to you know, big executives that know that they're doing so much for the world.
It's true, and you know, beyond frustration, it's incredibly lonely. And so, you know, with what we're focused on, we understand that, and so you become. Especially as an entrepreneurial CEO, not only are you responsible for the business success, but everybody that's connected with that becomes your whole entire friend, family, community network. And then that just gets larger and the responsibility becomes even that much larger. And so it can be a very lonely position to be in. And you're right, there's no end to people who are quite willing to bring you down. What we want to do is we want to be able to be there, create environments where CEOs, founders can be and have those open conversations. And with the value base that we have, it's incredible to see how we've grown the Hero Club membership. We've six-folded the membership since we began last year. And that unification around the values versus all the things that pull us apart in general, whether that's, you know, region or the different industries we serve, or even politics, religion, age, all of those things, it's completely unifying for the entrepreneurial CEO. And what we focus on is how do we get you to connected to the right people to help you grow your business, get you the right education, tools, and connections in terms of that education and knowledge and know-how. And then what kind of investment needs do you have, the funding that you need, how do you execute that? And that's forever. As long as you go through any stage in a business, that's always a question. And then finally, and perhaps most importantly, our fourth pillar is fun and balance. And so we make sure that we always have some kind of activity with our member meetings where our members can take off the armor and have candid conversations, have fun, not have to be the leader or the champion of everything, and do that amongst people who understand those responsibilities and the weight of that armor. And that's so important.
So special. So how can an executive, a CEO, an investor, how could they get involved in the Hero Club?
So it is a invitation-only club, and what I would do is I would invite any CEO founder that's interested in this mission, and certainly we have a great deal going on. We have a new book that Jeffrey's working on right now, Jeffrey Haywood, our chairman, and we're going to be sharing the stories of true entrepreneurial heroes. And so please reach out to us. Our website is www.heroceoclub.com. And certainly anyone is welcome to reach out to me directly, Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, period, B-E-N-N, at C-suite, S-U-I-T-E, network.com. And let us know and share your story. Tell us. We do have events booked all across North America. And certainly we can make sure that we can at least have that conversation and get to know you.
So before I go back, I have a final question for Lindsay. Again, the website for the Hero Club, if you could please repeat that.
It's heroceoclub.com.
Excellent. Okay. So Lindsay, how does it, all tie back? You know, it's part of the umbrella of the C-Suite Network.
Well, I absolutely love the Hero Club, and we're so passionate about it. And obviously, we're doing something right. As Tricia said, we've increased the membership sixfold. But what Jeffrey and I and Tricia and other team members have realized is now that we've acquired the Hero Club, it truly defines what we're doing and how we operate within the C-Suite Network. We obviously want our members to prosper, but it's not just about making more money or making your shareholders happy or getting a bigger bonus. Many of our members, they have some sort of social impact and they help the community and help the environment. So what I say is we want to bring humanification back to business, and that all of the morals and values that we work on within the Hero Club, we apply that within the C-Suite Network as well.
So special. So special. Lindsay, Tricia, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
What a great segment. They're representing the C-Suite Network, which will be at the Winning Edge Conference, which is coming up Monday, June 18th at Montclair State University. In order to find out more information, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com. We'll be back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Do you want to become a better leader? Are you ready to master the art of delegation? Does the idea of scaling your business sound too daunting? The Winning Edge 2018 is for you. The full-day executive business conference presented by Saul N. Friedman and Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group will take place on Monday, June 18th at Montclair State University and will address these and other burning business challenges. Reserve your spot at winningedge2018.com and join other executives for a full day of networking, rapid-fire sessions, and presentations from key business celebrities like Jeffrey Hazlett, Stephen Shapiro, Michael N. Friedman, Bradley Nash, and others. Leave with strategies designed to take your business to the next level. Visit winningedge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters. Secure your spot today by calling 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508, or visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. My guest now is none other than the founder and CEO of Josh Nass Public Relations, Josh Nass. Josh, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me, Yitzhak. It's truly an honor.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we've been doing business for a while, and it's, my gosh, it's the first time you're here on Mind Your Business. First of all, sorry about that. I can't believe we haven't been on. Josh, you have some story. You're running a very popular public relations firm. We've done work together. Perhaps, before we even talk about your firm, what's your backstory? I understand you worked on a presidential campaign a couple of years ago. Perhaps you could share that with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Well, first of all, Yitzhak, I appreciate the very flattering words. I hope the audience understands that I didn't write them for you.
I didn't, folks. I didn't.
Well, there you go. So long as that's acknowledged but duly noted. But in all seriousness, your facts are exactly correct. Back when I was in college and merely a college student, I felt that there was a niche that existed to really try to establish an organization that would redefine the way young people perceived the Republican Party. And as such, even though we had the financial resources at the time to retain the services of a PR firm, I never did because I loved and so very much appreciated the strategic component of promoting an organization, of promoting a thought leader. In this case, it happened to have been myself, but and really just pitching media, whether that be bookers, producers, reporters, all day long, and I used to do it from the comfort of my college dormitory. And by the time I graduated from college, between Fox News, Fox Business, MSNBC, the O'Reilly Factor, Megyn Kelly's program, and all the rest, I'd been on about 39 times. And, you know, that was certainly not a function of my intellect. And Yitzchak is somebody who knows what I look like. You can certainly attest to the fact that it wasn't a function of me having been telegenic.
Don't say that.
Instead,
hey.
You're too kind. But in all seriousness, it was a function of my ability to make one relevant to the news cycle and understand and recognize how to pitch in a way that members of the media would find appealing and would then secure those appearances. It was an incredibly successful journey, but one that also came with a lot of lessons. And I recognized upon graduation that that's what I wanted to do ultimately. I wanted to work behind the camera. And that's when I launched my PR firm.
Wow. So now, before we even get to certain details about the value of public relations and to get into the meat and potatoes of it, just tell us a little bit about your firm today and how people can get in touch with you.
Sure. Well, today we represent well over 36 different interests, everybody from media properties. We do a lot of work in the healthcare space, whether it be for nursing home providers or a venture capital firm that's specializing in the healthcare space who is a current client, whether it be in the nonprofit sphere where we represent several different nonprofits, both educational, religious, non-religious, whether it be small businesses, mid-sized businesses, or whether it be high-profile individuals that are looking to promote themselves and establish themselves as thought leaders in their respective spaces, which is ultimately what PR is about. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't stress enough this frustration that I feel, and I know that a lot of my colleagues in the industry share, which is that there seems to be this mystique associated with what PR ultimately is. And the truth of the matter is that it's a common misconception that PR is, you know, to be solely reserved to folks of a great deal of affluence or a great deal of prominence. The truth is anybody with a beating pulse could benefit from PR, and especially in today's day and age with digital and social media making the rounds, it's incredibly important for one to have a PR firm on retainer. In terms of how to contact us, it's not, you know, we have a website at joshnasspr.com. Our office line is 212-600-2297. We're very approachable. And look, in terms of the services we provide, we do a tremendous amount of traditional media strategy. In other words, people will retain us to get them coverage, whether it be in print media, whether it be on television, on radio. But we do also do a fair share of both crisis and reputation management work. And as you know, Yitzchak, from being in the marketing space in your professional capacity, it is so incredibly important in today's day and age to be able to avert a crisis if possible, but also mitigate the damage that's caused by one when it does arise.
Right.
And so we're very proud of that portion of our practice, and it certainly is a sphere that continues to grow, thank God.
Well, moving to tonight's general conversation here on the show, it's about the upcoming conference, the Winning Edge Executive Business Conference, which is coming up this coming Monday, June 18th. So it's actually a week from tomorrow, Monday, June 18th. To register, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com. Advanced registration is required. So again, visit winningedge2018.com to participate. And we appreciate that Josh Nass, as a leader in the public relations field, will actually be at the mic and throughout the day. And we certainly appreciate your willingness to join us for the entire day, Josh. So thank you for that.
Well, Yitzchak, it's not only my pleasure. I appreciate so much you putting on this wonderful conference, because in today's business climate, with the tax laws having changed and so much uncertainty existing, given the fact that there's a new administration in town, and because of so many other variables, I can't stress enough to any small or mid-sized business owners listening to this conversation and interview right now, how beneficial it would be to come and buy a ticket and participate in this wonderful conference. You'll gain and glean so much wisdom and insight from the extraordinary speakers. And it truly is, I can tell you, your audience, from playing the small behind-the-scenes role, if you will, that I have up until now in developing the conference with you and hearing bits and pieces, that this truly will be an unforgettable conference and one that certainly you don't want to miss.
Thank you. Now, we got to jump in, and if it's okay to pick your brain, because you're a leader in this field, what is the value of people? You touched on it before, but I mean, even for the people listening in the audience, the small business owners, medium-sized business owners, people attending the conference, what is the value of public relations? And again, specifically as opposed to marketing, people sometimes get that mixed up. This is not marketing. Public relations, what is the value of public relations?
The value is tremendous. It's the single most cost-effective way of building a brand. Anyone that tells you otherwise is frankly delusional. And to be clear, there is tremendous value to marketing. And there does exist quite a bit of overlap between the two industries, but there are also two very distinct services. You know, Yitzhak, we live in an incredibly fragmented world, and there's so much noise out there. Mm-hmm. And so the question becomes, if you're a business, or frankly, if you're simply, you know, a medical professional, a legal professional, an accountant, and you're looking to try to get exposure and you want to attract a certain clientele, you want to increase your market share in whatever sphere and industry you might be in, how can you go about doing that? And, you know, the answer is public relations. That's the short answer. You want to make sure to be able to recognize your brand identity, and you want to promote it accordingly. The way we do that at our agency, of course, is we established that business or that particular leader of the business as a thought leader in their respective space. So, for example, Yitzhak, I know that Saul Friedman, who's a tremendous accountant and has a leading New York City accounting firm, is also involved and very much behind the scenes in this upcoming conference,
Correct.
Winning Edge.
Correct.
And, you know, we've worked with accountants in the past. So if you're an accountant, how do you want your name to be out there? How can you go about trying to target prospective clients and getting the sort of exposure that you'd like? Well, there's a certain select few outlets that you'd want to be in, right? You want to be quoted in the Financial Times. You want to be quoted on issues related to economic development, on issues related especially to the tax law. So the question for a publicist like myself is, how do you make the client relevant to the news cycle? So if somebody is an accountant, for instance, what you do is you have the story about the tax law, its implementations, the pros, the cons, and you aggressively pitch CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox, any program that's covering it, perhaps even shows on 77 WABC on this very station. And you pitch them on the prowess and the professionalism and the expertise of your client, of the accountant, and to get them on. And the type of value that's ascertained by that given client vis-a-vis making that appearance or getting that feature in print or being quoted in the New York Times about their specific area of expertise, it's an insurmountable value. It is tremendous.
The voice that you hear is that of Josh Nass. He is the founder and CEO of Josh Nass Public Relations. He is going to be the MC, the chairman, at the Winning Edge Executive Business Conference, which is coming up next Monday, June 18th, at Montclair State University. Advanced registration is required. The easiest way to find out more information and to sign up and to see the whole the listing of the speakers, all the details of the presentations, is to visit winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com. And, of course, you can register there. I have a couple more questions for Josh. So we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, more with Josh Nass here on Mind Your Business.
Are you ready to scale your business? On Monday, June 18, join other executives at Montclair State University for the Winning Edge 2018,
a one-day business conference designed to help you take your business to the next level. Reserve your spot today by visiting winningedge2018.com. That's winningedge2018.com. Hear from world-renowned keynote presenters like Jeffrey Haislip, Stephen Shapiro, Alan Fagan, Michael A. McIntyre, and others for valuable insights and strategies to help you tackle your most pressing business challenges. Visit winningedge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters and for more information about the business conference presented by Saul N. Friedman & Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group. Space is limited. To secure your spot and walk away with real takeaways which are certain to propel your business forward, visit winningedge2018.com today or call 718-412-3508. That's 718-412-3508.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest now is Josh Nass, founder and CEO of Josh Nass Public Relations. Josh, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It's a pleasure, Yitzhak. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I'm sure you have some good war stories. I mean, at the end of the day, many companies understand the value of public relations, and there are many that don't. So, you know, how can someone go about pursuing an effective public relations campaign on behalf of their business? And perhaps you can even explain it from the vantage point of a an incident or two that obviously won't reveal anything that's sensitive or confidential.
Well, you used the appropriate buzzwords in the end of your question, which is that it's quite certainly the fact that there's plenty of war stories. The problem is that, to be quite frank with you, the more exciting ones and enticing ones to share are the ones that I'm prohibited from doing so because they're typically in the crisis and reputation management sphere of our business. But what I will tell you, you know, in more generic terms, just for a moment on that, is that, you know, I remember about, I think this is about a year and a half ago, we were retained by a client who is really a leader in his or her industry. I'm trying to keep it as deliberately ambiguous and vague as possible. And there was a reporter from a certain publication that was working on a story about them. You know, at first it seemed like it was going to be a flattering portrait of the person. You know, it wasn't until the reporter reached out to them toward the very end with a set of questions and specific questions regarding identifying certain facts for them, et cetera, that the then prospective client and current client now realized that there was some stuff that had to be kept out of this profile. And, you know, I do remember, you know, we got the call and, of course, the person was in a panic at the time, concerned because this is a very well-read publication. It's a very highly respected and very well-regarded publication. And, you know, what I'll tell you, which is the crux of the story, because I know we're limited on time, is that not only were we, thank God, by the grace of God, able to keep anything even remotely negative out of the profile that ended up running about this person and his or her business, but the reporter even apologized for asking those questions in the first place. And the reporter's editor did the same. And I think, you know, it's really a testament to the fact that, you know, reporters have a job to play. You know, they're the fourth estate, and I tremendously respect the role they play. And, you know, to be frank with you, you hire a public relations firm not for any reason other than the fact that they have relationships with reporters, because that's the reason they can, frankly, define perception and get you positive and constructive press. But the fact of the matter is that there is a role for a public relations professional to play as well, to serve as a conduit in the mix, to make sure the reporter has their facts straight. And I think this was just one example of that. And needless to say, the client was elated at the fact, I highly doubt that he or she expected when first retaining us that we'd be able to not only keep the negative portion out of the piece, but also elicit an apology from the reporter editor. Yeah. But, you know, frankly, we were able to do it. Now, I will tell you, Yitzhak, I asked for a bonus after we got the apology. It was met. I'm still waiting on it. But But in all seriousness, you know, I thought you might appreciate that war story. But there's certainly plenty, and maybe, you know, one day maybe they'll, quite frankly, there'll be a book written. I don't know, but I'd certainly need to ask a lot of people for permission first.
I can tell you now, you're not going to get it. Your work is too good.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And I should mention, by the way, I've had the great honor and privilege of working together with Yitzchak, not just in your professional capacity as an incredibly extraordinary marketing professional, but also with your marketing firm, with Bottom Line Marketing, which does incredible work. And, you know, one of the things that I've always appreciated is not only the professionalism you exhibit and bring to the table and your ability to execute results and your firm and team's ability to do so, but also the integrity. You're a man of impeccable integrity, and I know, I have no doubt that you're blushing right now because you shy away from compliments, but it's a testament to your true character. And so, you know, in the world of business, working in PR and marketing is no different than working in any other business. When you deal with somebody who's an honest broker, when you deal with somebody who's a mensch, it certainly is refreshing, and there's a reason that professional and personal relationship develops further. And we certainly have had some successful campaigns we've been able to work together on. And I look forward, Yitzchak, to, God willing, working together with you in the future in a collaborative way.
Well, thank you so much. We actually have only one more minute left to this segment. Any final takeaways that you could share from your world of business knowledge and public relations? What could you share in terms of advice to the listeners of Mind Your Business?
What I can tell you is, you know, the first misconception that probably exists out there, because there's unfortunately so much mystique associated with what PR really is. And it's very frustrating, by the way, for both myself as a public relations professional, but also it's a frustration shared by many of my colleagues, that there really does exist this mystique. What is PR? Do we only hire a PR firm when we're in trouble and the press is on the cusp of writing a negative story on us? Or, frankly, can PR also be utilized as a tool to build one's business? And the fact of the matter is that it can, and it does, and it should, and it's a service that should be coveted by business owners, small and big and medium-sized business owners. And, of course, the other misconception is the price. You know, the fact of the matter is that for the price of a weekend full-page New York Times ad, you can engage a PR firm for 12 months. And, you know, that's an extraordinary statement if you think about it. That one page in the New York Times, an advertisement in the New York Times, just one page once.
Right, one day.
That cost associated with it, correct, can be used, and I would argue, of course, far more effectively, by engaging a public relations firm, assuming they're a professional one, of course, for an entire year. And so it is the single most cost-effective way of building a brand, and I hope that I've been able to make my case and present it effectively during this interview. But if not, I'd love to hear from your listeners directly. So I appreciate very much, again, Yitzchak, you having me on, and appreciate you developing and working so hard day and night on putting together this incredibly important conference that I think a lot of business owners are going to stand to benefit a tremendous amount from.
Folks, you heard it straight from Josh Nass, the importance of attending such a conference, and from a superstar in the world of public relations. For more information, visit winningedge2018.com, winningedge2018.com, and you'll hear from Josh Nass at the event itself. So that's another bonus of being at the Winning Edge conference. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do you want to become a better leader? Are you ready to master the art of delegation? Does the idea of scaling your business sound too daunting? The Winning Edge 2018 is for you. The full-day executive business conference, presented by Saul N. Friedman and Company and produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, will take place on Monday, June 18th at Montclair State University and will address these and other burning business challenges. Reserve your spot at winningedge2018.com and join other executives for a full day of networking, rapid-fire sessions, and presentations from key business celebrities like Jeffrey Hazlett, Stephen Shapiro, Michael N. Friedman, Bradley Nash, and others. Leave with strategies designed to take your business to the next level. Visit WinningEdge2018.com to view the full lineup of presenters. Secure your spot today by calling 718-412-3508, 718-412-3508, or visit WinningEdge2018.com. That's WinningEdge2018.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. Well, guess what? We're practically out of time. So a special thank you to Lindsay Hazlett, to Trisha Ben, and to Josh Nass from Josh Nass Public Relations for sharing their insights all about the upcoming Winning Edge Conference. Again, to find out more information about it, visit WinningEdge2018.com, WinningEdge2018.com. It's a mere 1 week away, and advanced registration is required, and it is filling up. Again, WinningEdge2018.com is the address to find out more information about this upcoming fantastic seminar that will help you grow your business. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saftlis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saftlis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.